Let's imagine for a few moments what our life would be like if we could access 100%.
I'm the proof that you can ask the universe for.
I am Iron Man.
Hello everyone, my name is Duryesh Singh. I am a brain expert, memory trainer and an entrepreneur. This podcast channel is about growth mindset, self-improvement, building right habit and understanding more about your career, relationship, finance or any other area of your life.
Hello everyone, first of all I want to wish everyone watching this a very warm, happy and prosperous new year. I really wish and pray that this year brings love, happiness and joy in your life. Today I am here with a story. This story is about a tribe girl who lives in foothills of Himalaya. And the best part, or let's say the speciality about this tribe, is that they are very helpful, generous and very kind people. So the story goes. Once there was a tribe girl who lives with her mother. So she decided one day to go down in the forest with her mother to withdraw some water from the lake. So the mother and the girl started walking down the forest. As they reached the lake, the girl saw that her mother was tired. So she asked the mother to sit down beside the lake and she will go and get the water. So the girl went, and while she was trying to take the water out, she saw a scorpion drowning in the water. She immediately realized that the scorpion was not able to, you know, swim and will die. The scorpion is trying to save his life and will eventually die. So what she did was she decided to save the life of the scorpion so she put her hand in the lake, and while she was, you know, pulling the scorpion out, her mother saw and she started screaming and telling the daughter not to do so, as it is the nature of the scorpion to sting. And even though the daughter was able to listen to her mother, she did not, you know, she still continued to save the scorpion. She put the hand in the lake, draw the scorpion out, and she was coming out of the lake to release the scorpion on the ground. But while she was walking out, the scorpion sting, and she moved her hand, you know, out of pain, and the scorpion fell again. Again, the scorpion started drowning in the water. So she put her hand again into the water, pulled the scorpion out, and she was again coming out. But again, the scorpion sting. And she did this, you know, for a while. This kept on going on. The scorpion kept on falling, and she was, you know, trying to pull out and bring the scorpion out. After a few struggles, the girl was actually able to save the scorpion by pulling the scorpion out of the lake. But when she came out of the lake, her mother told her, Why did you do this? I told you, I was telling you the scorpion has its nature, you know, they will sting. To which the girl replied, Mother, even though scorpion knew that I am trying to save his life, he could not resist his nature to sting me. So how can I resist my nature of not helping someone else? The moral of the story is, always choose to be yourself. It doesn't matter what the situation is or what the people or crowd wants you to do. Always do what you are, who you are, behave and act or react according to who you actually are, and not what society is trying to make you or society wants you to behave. No, always choose yourself. This new year, make a resolution to act according to yourself. Take a piece of paper and think what you want to, you know, be 10 years from now. How do you want people to call you? How do you want people to know you? How do you want people to describe you? Okay, if you want to be a business person, if you want to be a coach, if you want to be an athlete, whatever it is, okay, just write what you want to be and then write all the characteristics of that person. Like if you want to be an entrepreneur or business person, write you want to be an entrepreneur and then write down all the best qualities that an entrepreneur can have, and then act accordingly. Act as if it's already been done. Yes, behave that way. Once you start behaving that way, once you start acting that way, it will become your habit. Remember, first you make habit, and then that habit makes you. I'll repeat that. First you make habit and then habit makes you. Yes. So already, you know, just start waking up like that. Start behaving like that. As if you have already become that person. And sooner and later you will actually manifest that life that you want to create. Okay. Start building that habit. Okay. Remember, an entrepreneur will not wake up late, or entrepreneur will not, or an athlete will not behave lazy. You know, once you decide what you want to be and start acting that way, remember, you will not behave or act anything other than what you want to be. For example, athlete, if you want to be athlete and you wake up and you don't feel like exercising, remember, the best athlete on the planet will not be doing this. They will be working, they will be exercising, they will be training themselves, even though if the odds are against them, even though they don't feel like doing that. So start working from here. Remember, first make habit and that habit will make you. Thank you. See you next Saturday. So if you want to learn more about growth mindset for your business, for your financial, for your health, and for all aspects of your life, please follow, like, and subscribe. You know all the norms. So please do that and come back again. Thank you.